We tried last week or 2 weeks ago, we tried Pai Sai.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, in Oak Park.
Yeah? What'd you think?
We got the mushroom pizza, which I was excited for reading the description. It's not quite as flavorful as I wanted it to be. It doesn't, I liked their crust, I liked what they had going on, but it
It's
just
no
wasn't.
Marcos.
Well, the mushroom pizza of Crispelli's is really the like
The
Crispelli's
end
has a
all be
great
all.
mushroom pizza, yeah. So I would like to try something from them again, but just not the mushroom pizza. But it was good.
Right on. If we want to talk about food for a minute, like I can say, I don't think we've talked about Mr. Kebab much on the podcast and how good Mr. Kebab is, other than comparing it to like Pete, what's the other
Feet
place?
away.
Pete Away? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I've kind of written off Pete Away because I don't know if I overdid Pete Away or if they just went kind of downhill, but the last like 5 times I've gotten Pete Away, it has not gone well.
Huh. I feel like
But
they've been consistent with me, but I don't get it that often.
they kept forgetting items and things, and then one time like I got it and like it seemed like the gyro meat like was grainier than normal and it was just weird. I don't know. I'm just being weird about it. But we I don't think we I haven't like praised Mr. Kebab enough, and I just want to keep praising Mr. Kebab because they are always consistent and consistently good. And like we were talking about it at the shop because like one of the guys complained that he's like, fuck Mr. Kebab, I just paid like $20 like for a meal. And I'm like, because you did it wrong. And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, what did you get? He's like, well, I got a sandwich and I got a tabbouleh salad and it was like $20. And I'm like, because you did it wrong. Like you have to get the sandwich combo and then you can get your tabbouleh salad as part of that. And it's like $12. And he's like, oh, holy shit. So he learned like you got to do the combos. Also, if you order online, you can rack up points and get free meals in case anybody cares. But
Nice.
for those who don't know, like Mr. Kebab is a Middle Eastern food place that started in a gas station in Berkeley, and it's probably when because I went to Dubai, and visited Megan's sister, and in Dubai we had some Mediterranean food in that particular location because that's the part of the world we were in.
Yeah.
And the food that I ate in Dubai tasted exactly like the food from Mr. Kebab. I was like, I remember being on like this boat in the middle of the ocean, like doing like a boat tour thing, and they fed you on the tour, and it was like chicken shawarma and like and hummus and baba ganoush and grape leaves and like all this stuff. And I remember eating it and being like, man, like this tastes just like Mr. Kebab, and like just being like blown away by it because I'm like, it's like I'm at home, but I'm not, you know, like. So Mr. Kebab is some
The real
bomb,
deal.
like real deal bomb Middle Eastern amazing food. Their express locations are even better because you can get a bowl of food, much like a Chipotle bowl, but it's like Middle Eastern food, and they'll base it with like salad or rice or French fries. I think you can do on the base, and then you can pile all the stuff on top, and you can make a pretty obscene bowl of food for like $12. Like
Yeah.
I'm talking a massive, it's enough food for two people easily. And their garlic sauce is just otherworldly. And I will say from Mr. Kebab himself, he did tell me that I should use the leftover garlic sauce to make fried rice with the leftover food because it's olive oil based, and so you can use it as like the cooking oil in the pan. So you throw the garlic sauce in the pan with the leftover onions that were in with like your meal, and then you throw in whatever chicken or beef or whatever's left in there, and then you get all that stuff nice and hot cooked up. You throw in any of the extra veggies that you have, and then you just take a big scoop of their rice and you throw the rice in there and you mix that up. My goodness, it is so good.
That's awesome.
So yeah, Mr. Kebab's legit, and they have jalapeno hummus too. If you haven't had it, it's pretty solid. Big fan, very good. The music things I wanted to talk about for
Real
the side
quick,
quest.
I have
Yeah,
one
go
other
ahead.
food thing.
Do it.
I recently took a shot on Poke Poke.
Yeah.
Have you done any Poke Poke?
Did you find it as overpriced as I did?
Yeah. I mean, everything is super overpriced nowadays, but there's something about, because I was only really doing the California Crunch Bowl.
Right.
Which is just a California roll, but it's deconstructed in a bowl form. I get that without cucumber, of course, because fuck cucumber. But anyway.
Amen.
I liked it a lot. Just the idea of having like a deconstructed roll of sushi in a bowl. It hit that craving for me better than like supermarket sushi or going to a place, you know, as convenient. Like it just hit the same.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong with my complaint about price. Like it was when I had it, I built my own bowl and it was like, I think $15 when I was all said and done. But like that was with an extra scoop of like crab salad on top and like everything else I put on there. You know, it was good. It tasted good, you know, and like they have things that I can actually eat, you know, instead of it being like completely rice based. Like I did just get a cabbage mix, which is cool by me.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's good. And it's cool that we have one so close by.
Yep.
Like it's, be nice if it wasn't like a chain, you know, I guess, but I suppose if it's not a chain, like, does it do as well? You know, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I've been to two of them so far and they're at least consistent compared to like, I feel like going to two different Qdoba's is not always, they're not super consistent.
Yeah.
In my opinion, but
Chipotle, anyway. I feel like is pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Qdoba's not. But anyways, music wise, so the first thing I want to talk about is sharing your music streaming services with other people is a bad idea because my algorithm is so fucked now. Because I have it on the computers at the I got so tired of listening to ads at the shop that I just put my YouTube Music account on all the tablets at the shop so that everybody can use them if they hook it to the stereo and want to listen to music, then I'd never have to hear an ad in my life. Like I just, cause I cannot stand listening to ads. They're always louder than the music and the ads are longer than any bit of music they actually play for you. So no, thank you. But yeah, the algorithm's so fucked now. It's like, it's all over the place in such a weird way. I will say, because they do offer up like they call it your forgotten favorites, like playlist or like grouping of music, and it's all stuff that you haven't really listened to in a while that you used to listen to a bunch. That is still tied to stuff that I want to listen to. But if you look at my recently played list of things, like I don't even know what half the shit is, man. So, and somehow, well, I was just looking at it. I clicked on my library because I was picking out music for Freddie while he was going down for bed tonight. And at the top of it is ASAP Rocky. And I don't know. Like, that's not... No, not at all. Like, I don't even know how that got there. And I don't know how to get rid of it from my library. Mm-hmm. But somehow ASAP Rocky's in my library and he needs to not be there. Unless it's tied to the Spider-Verse soundtrack, which I did download that.
Oh, it might be, actually. Yeah.
But
yeah, I haven't had to share it too much other than the fact that like I think I'm like my favorites on Apple Music are probably filled with like Frozen and Moana now that Reese is starting to get into that kind of stuff. So
oh, you should listen to what's the name of it? Since you listen to that, since you're forced to listen to that stuff, Ryan was telling me, not Webby, different Ryan.
Yeah.
Was telling me that his daughter only listens to Disney music as well. And so he had to find some kind of like blend between what he listens to and the Disney stuff. And he listens to this band called Punk Rock Factory. And it's these dudes that play like pop punk emo covers of Disney songs and they're all really, really good. Like incredibly well performed. I think I posted them in the Discord in the music channel in Willie's music picks.
I must have missed that, but I just pulled it up.
I think everybody kind of glanced over it real quick. I think someone commented and said, like, hey, at least they, like, stick to the shtick or something like that. I can't remember exactly the phrasing, but, yeah, it, like, it's really good. Like, they're very fun to listen to. They also, I don't know if you caught it, but there's a cartoon band that plays that song about when Luke Skywalker died. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, man. Okay, the name of the band is called Lost Souls. And the song title is Childhood Died. And the main lyric is, my childhood became a lie the day that Luke Skywalker died from being tired.
Jesus Christ.
But it's here. I'm gonna send you the video, and maybe you play this, like, or you link to it or something, or maybe I don't know if you can you feed the audio in if I share it with you.
Yeah, I can do that. Let me, because
this is so good. Where do you want me to send it? In the Discord?
Discord's fine.
All right, I'm putting it in our planning chat. But the video, like the cartoon video of these guys, and the, it, like, with how good the music is, like, is, it's so funny. It's like the Gorillaz went emo or something. Like,
there we go. Okay.
But, like, but if you actually listen to the music, it's really cool. It's really good music. Like,
that's pretty
good. They're doing some cool stuff musically, on top of the lyrics being comically funny.
Well, and it, like, the plinky guitar reminds me of, like, Fall of Troy, and, like, yeah. That's cool.
And the cartoon, like, the animation is really good.
It's,
like,
very good. I'll link it in the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody should be watching that. I think they're blowing up. Like, they're releasing a whole album of music and stuff. I keep seeing them pop up in my Instagram feed with, like, different screens. Like, they did, like, a promo photo shot where it's, like, the five characters, like, standing in, like, a dark forest kind of thing. And I'm like, this is so funny. Like,
that's pretty good.
It's such a good gimmick, man. They're probably, it's probably all AI, for all I know. It's not even a real fucking, it's some dude in
somebody
his living
Hawthorne
room.
Heights,
Yeah, they're like, make it sound like Hawthorne Heights, but they sing about Star Wars. Like,
oh, man.
Tatooine is for lovers or whatever.
Oh, God. Hawthorne Heights.
Yeah. All right. Well, and the other thing I wanted to talk about with music is Night Versus put out a new album. Every Sound Has a Color in the Valley of Night is the name of the album. I did end up picking up a copy of it on vinyl specifically. It came as a two LP set with really cool splatter vinyl. I don't have it here. I'd show it to you. It's at the shop right now. And it comes with a whole jacket, like a like an actual, like, you know how CDs used to come with a book with the lyrics and everything?
Yeah.
Well, Night Versus is instrumental, so there's no lyrics, but Eric Improta, I think it's Improta is the way he pronounces it, who's the drummer, is somewhat of an artist and photographer and everything, and he's been always kind of behind their art direction of everything they do, and he came up, like, I'm pretty sure he did this staged photography of this really, it's all really creepy looking imagery, but it's very cool, and the album is just an onslaught of music. If you're into like heavy progressive instrumental metal, that is incredibly rhythm driven, because Eric Improta is such an incredible drummer, this might be right up your alley. And they had Justin Chancellor from Tool on this album, and they had Anthony Green from Seoshin and Circus Survive, as well as his solo stuff on. And they also had Brandon Boyd from Incubus on this album.
Nice.
Which is really cool. So they did a couple of songs with vocals, but it's not something they normally do. But it's when they released the album on Friday, Eric wrote on their Instagram about how the album is meant to be listened to while you're moving. And so, you know, get out on a skateboard or a bike or get in your car and like just be moving when you listen to it. And it definitely has that, like it has this motion to it that is very cool. And it's just a solid listen. And if you haven't heard Night Versus before, they used to have a singer. His name was Doug Robinson. He was in the band The Sleeping back in the day. He's a very good singer. Their second album with him was like the last album they did with him. And then I actually have a copy of that on vinyl with his handwritten lyrics, which is really cool because nice. I'm a big Doug Robinson fan because The Sleeping was one of my favorite bands back in the day. But yeah, check out Night Versus for sure. And check out The Sleeping and look up Eric Improta on YouTube, because he's done some crazy YouTube videos. He's very present on social media. He is always doing, you know, little reels and things of him doing crazy shit on the drums. And if you want to like get a gist for how crazy he is, look up his Guitar Center Drum Off challenge from like 2014, I think it was. And I'm pretty sure he does a flip on the drums or something like that. Like, I can't remember exactly what he does. He's like stands up on the drum throne and like does like a kick flip or some shit. He's crazy. Jesus. He's a crazy drummer, but he's also really fucking good, like insanely good. And he's just a musical genius, like him and the guitarist. I can't remember the bassist name. Riley, I think is his name. Riley something. But the guitarist, Nick DePiro, is one of the most creative, insane guitarists I've ever heard. He does some really awesome stuff, and he collaborates a lot with one of the drummers that I watch on YouTube, who is known as the Orlando drummer, or Adam Termarino, another really awesome drummer. But Nick DePiro is an incredible guitarist. He does all kinds of really cool delay stuff, like twinkly delay things with crazy, like crazy tones and stuff. Very cool, very cool music for sure. So check all that out. Anybody listening, and Alex, you of course, check it out. It's good music. And yeah, I think that's it, because everything else I've done musically lately, I've already talked about. I've been listening to a ton of Citizen still. Citizen album, like one of their albums specifically, As You Were, I think is what it's called, is the one that's really been, I've been really vibing on that. And yeah, there's still like lots of good music coming around. Code 7's coming with He Is Legend. That's going to be an epic show. We're going to go to that. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. I can't wait for that. That's going to be sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, I think that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, I'll just say I took the week off of work for my birthday because I don't want to be working. And Reese got sick. And Monday wasn't really off of work because she was sick and I was occupying her. But today was my first day of actual being off of work.
Of doing nothing.
Doing only things that I like actually wanted to do. And the So that's, I did have time to play VR and do everything with that. But my hope is to get to movies and things that I have not caught up on since Reese was born, including Top Gun Maverick, which I still have not watched because I had a ticket to go see it in IMAX the day after Reese ended up being born, which was a month early, for those who don't know that story.
Hey, babe, I got to go see Tom Cruise in IMAX.
You're good, right?
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, Top Gun Maverick, and then I think I have John Wick 4 sitting up there as well, because I haven't seen that yet. And Across the Spider-Verse, the newer Spider-Man animated movie, I want to watch that because I heard it was very good. And then... I really also would like to get to Shogun on FX because I've heard great things.
I started
about
that.
It.
I watched the first episode.
Is it good? Did you like
it? Very. Yeah, I need to watch more for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited to check it out because everybody I know is talking about it. So
yeah, Musashi from Westworld is really good in it.
Yeah, it's got the two Japanese actors that aren't Ken Watanabe that you've seen in all of
right.
It's Hiroyuki Sanada and Tadanobu Asano are the two. Sanada is the one that's in Westworld. But I've heard great things, and I'm excited to check it out.
Yeah, the comparison I was told was Game of Thrones, but Japan. And I'm like, okay, like I kind of can get into that. I don't necessarily care for Game of Thrones. But like in watching the first episode, I sat there and I was like, this just makes me want to play Ghost of Tsushima all over again.
Yeah, or Rise of the Ronin, of course, right? So, no, I wouldn't be surprised if the... Because, like, it's a miniseries based off of a book, but there was a miniseries done in the 80s based off of the same book that was, like, a huge event. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we asked like mom and dad about it, like if mom watched Shogun, because it's that kind of thing where like when there was a mini series on TV and the monoculture, like everybody watched it, right?
Yeah.
So I would like, I think it wouldn't surprise me if George R. R. Martin drew some what's the word I'm looking for? Drew some inspiration. Yes. From Shogun, the book and or the series for Game of Thrones. So
yeah.
But yeah, so hopefully I get through at least some of that stuff this week if I can stop playing Final Fantasy which is it's hard for me to put down.
Right.
Stop my other job, as Nick put it, basically. So, that's all.
I picked up a couple audiobooks too, but I'm not done with them yet. I got Bob Odenkirk's Comedy, 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 Drama.
Nice.
And then I picked up The Hard Thing About Hard Things, which is like a management style book. And then I have a hard copy of Ron Chernow's book about Ulysses S. Grant, but I bought the audiobook too because it was $5.
Nice.
And good luck ever finding a Ron Chernow book for $5, because that's impossible. So, but I'll report on those when I finish them.
Nice. Yeah, I need to get back into reading of some kind. But
I did. There are a couple of the ones I also want to check out is Burn Book by Kara Swisher, because she was on Hard Fork talking to those guys.
Yeah,
and it was a really good conversation. You should check out that episode actually. And then I don't know if you're familiar with Naomi Klein, but I wasn't familiar with her either, but she's got a book out called Doppelganger, and it's basically about how like she keeps getting like there's I can't remember the other woman's name. I don't know if it's another Naomi, but Naomi Klein keeps getting confused with this other woman on like Twitter and like other platforms. And she's kind of left wing and the other woman's like right wing. And so they keep kind of like clashing with each other's audiences, not realizing that the people don't know which is which in a weird way.
Okay. And, Naomi Wolf is the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to check that book out too. That's another one on my list.
Hmm.
It just sounded like a really fucking crazy story. And I was like, I kind of want to hear more about this.
That's awesome.
So
yeah, I want to get into Dune Messiah, because supposedly they'll be making an adaptation of that. And then I have like a pile of a bunch of other books that I need to read as well, including I've always wanted to read the Foundation series by Isaac Asimov. And then I want to watch the Apple TV show because it's very expensive looking and has some great actors in it. But yeah, it's hard for someone who's likely undiagnosed ADHD to read a book of any kind, honestly. But
that's why I resort to audiobooks mostly.
Yeah. Yeah. For a while I would do both. I would try to read the book as I listened to the audiobook to like really hammer the
Yeah, try and focus on what's I can see that.
Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't.
It's like books on tape. Like I used to get those as a kid.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. But, all
right. Right on. All right, that's it for this time. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.